examiner know whether individual students have actively participated and earned the team mark? It's the perennial challenge to our faculty, I suppose everyone. This presentation will discuss some of the assessment issues faced in a first year health science subject and the team journal, which has been developed to record the contributions of individual team members. The team journal is also used to capture evidence of student achievements of cornerstone graduate capabilities in the areas of teamwork and problem solving. Over to you guys. We're going to go conversational, no PowerPoints to lean on.
Okay, thanks Lee. I'd like to introduce Diane Williamson. Diane is from the School of Public Health and Human Biosciences, and I'm Maureen Long, and I'm from the Department of Social Work and Social Policy. As Lee said, we're just really going to have a conversation. Both Diane and myself have been involved from the foundation, Diane a bit before me, but from the foundation of the interprofessional practice subjects which introduced team learning. And so we've been involved from that beginning in the development of the subjects, and also as coordinators and also as facilitators. So we've got quite a bit of experience of actually delivering. So what we're going to just have is a bit of a conversation today to share some of the issues and challenges we've experienced, as well as some of the positives that have occurred looking at team-based assessments in our interprofessional practice subjects. So in 2009, the faculty introduced this, the core first year, and with that an approach to, using inquiry-based learning, and then came the team-based assessments. So I think I might ask you then, I mean, the focus in doing that was around the applicability of that for students to take to the workplace. So Diane, I might ask you now to sort of comment a bit on what's been happening.
Right. We have a huge cohort of students in this subject, getting upwards to 2,000. But the students are allocated to workshops of only 30 students, and then within that to teams of five teams of six students. And so they have a workshop each week, which might be 1 or 2 hours. So that's where their active learning takes place. So lots of learning activities within that. Because we're in inquiry-based learning, many of those activities and assessments are focused around specific themes. The assessments mixed in terms of individual or team-based assessments, and where marks are allocated to a team for an assignment, that's where sometimes there's a bit of angst as far as the students are concerned. We're dealing mostly, of course, with school leavers who've been so focused in their previous years on individual achievement and focused on that exam at the end of the year. Don't we all hate that question from students, is this going to be on the exam, when we're trying to encourage their learning, not just a focus on assessment. So some positive comments from students about doing this team-based learning. They really have appreciated the opportunity to develop a network with students. They feel as though they're within a learning community. So they get to know their team members, and they really appreciate the fact that they're sharing their learning, they're supporting each other's learning, and when there is an assignment task, that they're sharing the workload as such with that. Of course, there are some negative issues as well. The personality clash, the dysfunctional teams, and issues when, as there inevitably will be, there will be what we might call a team loafer. You know, the person who doesn't contribute to the conversation, doesn't do their bit of the assignment until midnight before it's due. And that could be because they've got different goals, different learning styles, but also because of the diversity of the students we're dealing with. We've got a sprinkling of mature age and international students, and of course those who may feel not confident enough to make a contribution. And the students who are good achievers will complain if someone who's a team loafer gets the same mark as they do when that team member doesn't seem to have earned it. But what about from the facilitator perspective? What issues have we faced with that?
I think from the facilitator perspective they're somewhat similar, Di, in terms of what facilitators get concerned about. And I think that becomes a bit of a focus on the equity So how do we manage if a student we don't think has contributed actually gets a good mark? What's the equity in that? And I think we've become a bit focused often on that point, as if that was kind of the sum total of it. I think facilitators have certainly benefited and can see that students benefit from the things that you've identified in terms of relationships and student learning in a collective, and moving a bit away from the sort of focus on the individual. But I think that people too get concerned that, well, what's that doing for students if they feel they can get a bit of an easy ride and still get an okay mark? And then what does it feel like then? Facilitators feel concerned for those students who are very focused on trying to transfer or to get really top marks. What does it mean to them if they're hanging around with someone who's not contributing? So what about some of the strategies that we've used to try and measure this?
Okay, so I've tried quite a few things over the years, and I just want to talk about two of the, I think, what we've found to be the most successful strategies. And one of those has been a team learning agreement, which we do in a structured way. So there are a variety of things that we ask the teams at the beginning of the semester to have a conversation around what level of achievement are they striving for, how are they going to work together, how and when are they going to communicate with each other outside workshops, how are they going to split the various assessment tasks, what are they going to do if there is someone who's not contributing, and so on. So right at the beginning of the semester, they develop that team learning agreement. And then after they've completed their first team task, we get them to do a reflective exercise where they review their team effectiveness. And also we ask them to do an individual reflection on how well they are actually contributing and enhancing or holding back the team, and to review their team learning agreement about a third of the way through this semester. So that seems to be a good way of focusing. The other thing that we've been using is what we call a team journal. So this is a bit like has a section for each student where they write a weekly diary entry explaining what they have done to contribute to the team functioning, but also contributing towards the task or the product that they're achieving at the end of that several weeks. So through this, we're trying to get the students to be self-reflective and to realise that they're developing skills in teamwork, in problem-based, problem-solving, and inquiry research, like trying to get them away from just focusing on they're doing this as an assessment task. We also ask the team to allocate a percentage contribution for each team member so that the process is transparent as far as the facilitator is concerned. But there's some things that have worked. Let's be honest and share some things that haven't been so successful.
There have been a couple of attempts along the way that haven't proven to be quite so successful. One was where students had the opportunity to write a comment about another student, and that we couldn't access the comments that they were writing, and not all operated from a perspective of diplomacy in writing those comments. So some of those were perhaps not written in a spirit of collegiality, And as well, we couldn't access them, so that wasn't very helpful. Another attempt was applying a mathematical formula to determine how much people had contributed. That proved an incredibly arduous task. So if you had 30 students and you were applying this mathematical formula and then you were adjusting marks accordingly, it was really the sum total of your marking contribution for the whole year. It took that long. So they were two of the things that didn't really work quite as well, but we've moved on since then, haven't we?
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the other things that's changed is that in the beginning we had a large volume of team assessments. We've moved away from that now, and we only have 20% of these core subjects are actually team-based assessments. So we've moved.
So we've actually flipped it, because in the beginning, 80% of the marks were based on team activities. Now it's 80% of marks based on individual activities.
That's right.
Okay. So I guess what we're trying to do with this, both inquiry-based learning and this focus on team activities, is to build those students' generic skills in parallel with them building the subject content knowledge.
Okay, so probably in conclusion, have you got a final comment?
That was my conclusion.
Oh, sorry.
What's your conclusion?
I was so busy focusing on my own, sorry. Look, I suppose one of the things I've thought along the way is that we want to move a bit away from that sort of worrying whether, you know, how much is being equitable. Yeah. Because I think in the workplace, we want, well, in preparing students for a complex world workplace, we want them to understand the world isn't always quite as fair as we might like, and that our colleagues may work to differential levels too. And I think that what we want to be able to do is focus our students on developing their professional selves. And so even if someone's perhaps not pulling the weight the same way they would like them to do, we've got to focus on who we can be and the best we can be. And so I suppose I think that perhaps we don't always want to just focus on, you know, who's contributed this amount and that amount. We have to recognise it's a diverse world and the diverse capabilities and support people to, you know, have the wherewithal to be able to challenge quietly and but assertively when people aren't contributing, but also to say, okay, that's kind of the workplace and that's the world and how can I be the best? Mm, so yeah. I think that's kind of where we got to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that hasn't just been a decision for these particular subjects, that's been a decision for the faculty as a whole for our first year subjects. Recognising that some students, some are A-type personalities and you know, they really are striving for a high mark. Sometimes the students are in competition with each other because they're hoping to transfer into another course at the end of the year. So we certainly haven't had as much angst from the students about teamwork and mark allocation as we've gradually moved to more of an individual assessment. And I think, you know, in the early days it'd be fair to say I was a bit concerned that there were some students who really were getting through on the basis of the team marks. You could see that they were getting absolutely disastrous marks for their individual assignments, and some of them not even submitting their individual essay at all because they knew they had enough marks to get through on the team assignments. So I think it's a much fairer assessment of the students' achievement of the learning outcomes.
Just a question about learning outcomes. It's, you know, it's interprofessional practice, and so in terms of authenticity, or, you know, the team-based assignment fits neatly into that. So just wondered if you could speak to that aspect in terms of the interprofessional nature.
Okay, I'll let you have a turn at that.
You're talking about how the sort of work interdisciplinary.
No, yeah, well, basically, yeah, you know, the subject is interprofessional learning, and, you know, the teamwork encapsulates that nicely in terms of the method of the system.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, now that that's less of a, that method is less emphasised,
okay. The students still work often in teams, so even if it's an individual assessment, the way the classes are structured, they still sit in teams and still work from that team perspective. And the focus is very much around thinking interprofessionally, even in addressing whatever the inquiry might be. So it's not just around how we assess it, you know, in that formal way, but it's also about how we work together, what will be some of our challenges, what will work well, that kind of thing. So I think we've still got the focus. We're just not assessing it to the same level.
Yeah. The case studies or inquiries they're working on simulate those that they would face in a work situation in the health industry where there would be a group of professionals working together. So that's still very much the content or curriculum of the subject.
I guess, so I don't know that you know, but is it that the students work together in a group or they work on it? Separate classes, assignments?
It's a mixture. So there will be team assignments that they work on, and that might result in a presentation or a report or a poster or whatever. But they're also supporting each other's in terms of working on an individual essay as well.
Sorry, but do they do that in class?
Yeah, there's some time in class and
there's sitting in a group.
Now, there's some time in class to work on some team-based activities, but they do need to have some time outside of class.
Right. So do you set up an online platform for them, or do they work in their teams? They sort that out themselves?
They sort that out themselves, and many of them get together physically. You see them sitting on the floor of the Western Lecture Theatres, and the library is so full of students working in teams now, and many of them set up
Facebook pages
or whatever.
How many
6.
Thanks for that. I'm just interested in the peer assessment of contribution, because you know it's been a pretty vexed area in the faculty. And I know we've got some staff who believe very strongly that we should have an automated peer review, standardised, particularly across a large number of students. So I was interested to hear what you were doing, which that's probably a little bit more what I do on my own subjects, but they're much smaller in terms of numbers. So I'm just interested in how that's working with students. Are they comfortable that sort of thing you're doing for assessment of peer contribution is kind of breaking things a bit more, or do you think there's still some bumpy parts to that way of doing it?
For me as a workshop facilitator, my students have found that a really good way, because if they have got the team loafer, they can put them down as only making a 10% contribution, whereas other team members got 20. Or if there's someone who really has taken a lead and gone over and above, they can say, okay, well, my contribution was 35% and everybody else's was 20. We take the position that everybody in the team will get the team mark. Nobody gets higher than that. But if the facilitator can see there's an individual student who hasn't been present at workshops and where the team has rated them down, the facilitator will then sit down with the team and say, is this a reflection, and may reduce the mark. And so we have some guidelines for the workshop facilitators on a fair way of doing that. And we, as coordinators, we moderate that process too to make sure that it's fair. Some teams still decide everybody will get the same percentage contribution, no matter how much or how little they've contributed. But that has worked quite well.
Yeah, and I don't think it's such an issue with students currently. I think obviously changing from that 80% assessment to 20% obviously has a big impact for being important.
Okay, we might stop there, if that's okay, and move on to some of the other presenters. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Thank you.